How are you?
I don't know where she went. I think she's talking.
I guess she's not even on there anyway. It's John, Kim, Kendall, and me. So Kim's not here. Okay.
Kim's not here, and I don't know if she's coming or not. Put Sally in there.
She thought last meeting was the last. I told her, I said, no, you got two more.
Well, she had called me, and she said, I don't know if I want to come anymore. And I said, well, that's up to you. So I will put Sally in here. So we need to call her out. Sally!
So this ordinance that's in my packet.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Throw it away. Not bad, it's just incorrect. Just yeah. Incorrect.
Missing a couple of zeros.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a TIF application for the close to the Sonic Lodge. 104. You want to kind of go over what?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago, if you remember, we came to the council. He had a lot of internal damage, trying to keep the building running. We kind of agreed to split it up into two different directions. One, we had to get the roof done first, obviously, before we could do any of the internal stuff. Because it was quasi-winter, it took them quite a while for the roofing company to come in and get it done, but they got it done. We then proceeded to start doing, as we could, all the internal repairs. And then when we went to come back, you guys were out of money for the last fiscal year.
Yeah.
Okay. So we said, come back in April, so... We're back for the other part of it, but with the internal repairs that have to be done to the building due to damage from the roof.
Are the walls in bad shape?
Pardon?
Are the walls in bad shape?
Nope, not anymore.
They got them all done already.
Everything is done. We've kind of begged, borrowed, steel, and now we've lost our renter, so...
I see that.
We have absolutely nothing to struggle to pay the city and the water bill. So that's why we're back finally trying to finish all this up.
And since I had already talked to the TIF group previously when he was here the first time that we were going to split it in half, they went ahead and drew up the ordinance for you guys to okay tonight, as long as it was okay, since they'd already paid for everything.
Okay.
So what's that total going to be on?
It's $7,933.36.
Pretty much approved. We just need to vote on it tonight.
Just need to vote on it, yeah, in the meeting.
Okay.
Should we vote here just to recommend it? That way, when we go to council, it'd say it was recommended. Recommend whatever.
Yeah, you guys vote now for recommend to the council.
Makes it easier for the guy running the meeting.
Yeah. You want things easy?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All right.
Anything else on that one, then?
Not on that one, huh?
Okay.
Okay, discuss TIF application from Rafael Smith-Meady, did I say it right? Countryside Family Restaurant. All right, and what are you trying to do?
Right now I'm having parking problem. I want to expand and also I want the damage to get it done. They have a lot of bumps and stuff, a lot of complaints from customers. And you know, the only restaurant in town that's like, we have to expand and they got to put it. So we can real busy. But I do have a problem with the roof also, but the restaurant doesn't apply for the insurance for that. So I have issues. So right now I cannot come up with any money that they require to do the parking. I mean, there's no way.
And I had passed out, I mean, I figured a paper what we had left in the TIF funds till fall. And we're safe to hand out $37,000. $37,000 is what we got left in the account
till fall.
Till August, yeah. August okay. When we start getting money back in. Because I'd put down on this paper everything that's already been accounted for.
Yeah, a couple years.
So
3 years left. Something like that. 2 years left.
2 years left.
What's the total on that one then?
Looking for here. What is the total on that?
Well, on the one page it's 100,000, so I guess that's the project, the total project and investment, 100,000. And then site prep, clearing, grading, 90,000.
How many square feet is your parking lot, Matt?
Like the papers here, wherever they measure it, I have measured personal.
Are you on your estimate? Does it say how many square feet that? And it's
yeah, it should say it here. Who wants to look at it?
Yeah, I don't have it.
Spool river.
All right, let me talk. Hey, Bradley.
Hey, Brad. Yeah, I haven't even signed it yet.
It's 39,540 square feet.
39,540
square feet, yeah.
Thank you. I can give one to her. Thanks.
Can we make copies of this, Smith? So we have a copy of that. So everybody, hang on. I think there's something else here.
Is something else?
I don't know, is this another bid? Or...
No, it's the same.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah, with a picture.
Maybe it'd be easier to make a copy of this.
Yeah, it would. Okay, thanks.
You want the picture?
Sir. Do we have quotes, or are they just the phases?
It says option one is $90,000, and option two is $100,000. Option two is, it's just adding to option one, basically. So the whole total project would be $100,000.
That's what they asked for.
Right. She's making copies, everybody can see it. And then she'll bring you back your other copy when she comes back.
Doug, if you don't mind, a question for you is, does Lewiston have any programs set up for the tonight tornado victims, for donations, for, you know, furnishings and the household stuff, anything like that? Do you know if they do in Bryan?
I haven't heard of anything. No one's asked me or expressed a need to me. I haven't heard anyone.
Okay.
Brittany May was doing some stuff, but that was like...
The storm thing was on?
Yeah, she was doing some stuff, but I don't know. It moved from the park district. She had some stuff on there. That may have ceased now, but it was like...
Because we're moving this weekend, and they have several things that we're just not going to take with it. Instead of taking the Goodwill or something, and there was something in need from the tornado, we just donated to them.
I haven't heard of anybody talking.
You might get a hold of Brandy May. She might still know somebody that needs stuff.
Yeah.
Those are Meth's copies. Give them back to Meth, yeah.
There you go.
I'll just hand it out to everybody here. You know what I'm doing?
What are we gaining in the fall?
120. Maybe 120, I would estimate.
But that's what you got to do for the whole year, then, right?
Yeah, that's for
the whole year next year, and that's all we're going to get.
I Yeah, and some of it's grass already, then that, you can't use TIF money on that.
Not on the grass?
It's, you can only use it because it's like rehab, so it means you're rehabbing what's already there.
What's already there.
Yeah.
That's areas A and through C.
So they wouldn't know, I mean, can't okay all of it anyway.
No.
So area B is the only one that's paved now, right?
Area B.
This whole thing right here?
Yeah.
Okay. So then where's it?
So we need quotes to break that out of it then? Right.
Area B.
A and C, or A and B. I guess I don't know where area A is. This is A and C, and then area B. So.
Right beside that house and around the storage.
The house and C is the storage.
Storage.
There's the house. Let's see, where am I at? Where am I at?
Right here's the little house.
Yeah, and then here's the storage containers.
So this is, this color here is area A and C. But which, where's the boundary between A and C? I guess is what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Because. You're saying 39,000, anyway, I don't know.
Area B is above, but A is on chart.
Okay, A and C is over by the storage areas.
See, that's what I'm saying, he's.
And up to the house.
A and C or A and B, so you gotta know what A is over here so you can add it to B. And I can't distinguish where A is at, I guess.
The red house, where's the red house at? I combine them in one, with the restaurant, so they've been separate lot when they purchased it way back, so I.
So, I'm assuming then this little area right here is A, and then this over here is C around the building, the storage area? So.
Oh, you got it.
Because he's saying he'll do A and C, which is, these two right here. Or A and B, which is B and A, which, and he says they're the same price, right? Area B is above, but A.
Area C is gonna have to take 3 inches of asphalt.
Well, area A and C, that is grass that goes over to the backside of the house.
But the only thing we can do for is area B. That's the only thing we can.
Because you can't do the grass area, because the TIF money will allow you to do that.
Yeah, we can only do it for area B.
We can do all area B.
Can we just buy them more than one quote?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand this one. And I'm on the fair board too, and we just went through this at a fair meeting trying to decipher one of these maps, and we couldn't do it on that one either.
But at this point, if we can only do B anyways, I understand what you're saying.
Right. So, but there's no quote for just B either, right?
No, this is for everything.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna be able to fulfill the whole
thing
anyway.
Right. That's, I mean, I think, I mean, I just have questions.
If he knew what B was.
Do you understand what they're saying, Matt? That we can only do the parking lot part, which is area B.
Around half inch material.
And it's 29,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Is that, where's area B saying 29,000?
Right here on the picture. On the picture over to the left. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So area B, okay, I gotcha.
So that's the majority of it.
Yeah.
29,179.
Yeah. Well, the others add up to 20,700 square feet.
But as far as price wise, we don't know what the breakdown is on.
So we need to know the price of area B.
On each section, if we knew that if we knew the price for Area B, because like I said, we can only fund so much, and it's only can, and it can only be in Area B, which is already asphalt. And we can't fund anything for A and C.
No, because it's grass.
But for B, we can.
Is there any way, Matt, you can find out what it would cost just to do Area B?
I wonder where this piece is taken. Huh? Where this piece is taken from?
Where was it taken from?
Yeah. Wait, that piece, is it made on the courthouse or city hall?
No, he's made it off his.
He's probably done
it.
Been
a lot of that.
Yeah. It says Google Map on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Google Map right there. But what we need to know is where's Area B. The blacktop exists now. What he would charge to do that.
Right.
Yeah. We just need for, yeah, the asphalt there. Everything that's asphalt.
Well, that's what it is. It would be rather than asphalt.
So can you want to get another estimate from him just for Area B and bring it back? That way we then we'll see what we can do.
Then we'll put it on the agenda next time.
Yeah, we want a new agenda. And you come back and have that price for us.
No one here doesn't want to see a new parking lot. I think it'd look beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I do too.
If we can help you out, we'll help you out, Matt.
I appreciate that, but we'll find out. That will bring.
That sounds good.
All right.
Is that going on anything else? Close
that. No, you're going to adjourn the meeting. You have to adjourn. Yeah, we can't close it. We have to adjourn.
We have to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn the TIF meeting.
I'll second that motion.
There we go.
All right, call this meeting to order. If everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing. Pastor Paul Walmsley from the Waterford Church will say the invocation.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the people you've chosen to lead this city. And Father, I just pray tonight that you would grant them wisdom. You would grant them knowledge, discernment, and understanding, and in all things, integrity and godliness. I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you.
All right. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mm-hmm. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Here.
Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Board?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Kim Passel?
Here.
John Swallow?
Here.
Mayor Layferry?
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on. If everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the April 11th meeting and the Water Committee meeting of April 13th. If you have any questions, comments, additions, corrections to either of those? If not, if I could have a motion to accept both.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion to accept both sets of minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on to clerk's report. Clerk, do you have anything to
say? I don't think I have anything.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving to the treasurer's report. Treasurer Brown, do you have anything?
Nothing tonight.
Thank you, sir. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
Nothing from me.
Thank you, sir. Engineer's report. We don't have an engineer's report, but we do have this email. Did everyone get that? It's just on, it's from the water
meeting. From the water meeting.
So anyway, if you guys could take a look at that, it's just some options we have for down the road. Okay, moving on. Public comments and petitions. Have anyone here from the public that wishes to address this board? Anyone? Yes? Deb?
I got a neighbor behind me. You ought to see his backyard. Looks like a trash dump. It burns all the time. I know the guy's got issues, problems.
I'm sorry, Deb. I didn't mean to do it.
I'll get to you.
Have you contacted the police? We have ordinances for these things.
Yeah.
Okay. And has he?
I told him I would buy a burn barrel If he puts it out there at the end of his driveway where it goes down, because it blows to the west, to me, and we got a fenced-in area, and they said they couldn't do it because you can't...
Can't burn.
You can't burn.
No.
I said he burns in the backyard all the time.
There's ordinance.
And I mean, the cans are back. I got a picture if you want to see it.
Yeah, there's an ordinance against burning, so it should be taken care of by law enforcement, because, I mean, that's what we have the ordinance for. It's been on the books for years. And as a matter of fact, if anybody has a fire, it has to be out by 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
No smoke, no nothing, out by 5 o'clock.
Well, I hear he burns at night sometimes, late night, which is fine. I'm in bed. I don't care.
Yeah.
But since I retired, I go out there and sit in the patio deck. You never know when he's going to start burning.
Yeah, it's aggravating.
You can't open windows, doors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's getting nasty about it because here a few weeks ago I went out and I was getting ready to mow the yard and I heard him rattle the cans. And I said, "You ain't getting ready to burn, are you?" "No." So what was it the other day? I was getting ready to mow and I heard him rattle. I said, "Are you getting ready to burn?" He told me to F off.
Yeah.
I corresponded with him. I was ready to climb the fence.
We're down, Tagger.
Good friend.
He's supposed to burn 20 leaves and that's it. He's not supposed to burn anything else.
Well, you look and there's can't. I don't think he burns much plastic anymore.
Not supposed to burn at all, period. Doesn't matter what it is. You don't burn.
He's got cans out there where you can see where
don't burn, period.
And he gets a stitch from the neighbor to help camouflage, which it does help.
Yeah.
But when it's smoldered, I mean,
yeah, there's no burn whatsoever. So that's, again, that needs to go to the chief, and the chief needs to just let him know that there's no burn, period.
Yeah, start giving him fines.
Yeah.
I mean, I put up with the guy for a long time. I've given him a chance to... His front yard looks great. He mows it and everything. He mows it bad.
Truthfully, I'm getting tired of putting up with a lot of things. That's like burning and running stop signs and doing this and doing that and junking your yard. And I'm tired of paying for it. I'm tired of having people clean it up. Clean your own damn mess. But yeah, it needs to be taken care of.
You ought to see the stuff he'd had in his backyard. I don't know if he's one of those that run around at night backpacking.
Yeah.
He had all kinds of stuff sitting back there in that backyard. Why don't he sell it to help pay some of his bills or take care of this?
But call. Just call every time that it happens. Just call.
Yeah.
And
call the police.
Call the police.
Let the chief know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or
every time he burns.
On duty. Let him know.
And try to do it when it's happened so that they can see if they just ran
into it. Exactly.
He knows when the cops are on duty and when they're not, I'll tell you that much.
They got a better communication system.
Because I've noticed that.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them knew that.
Yeah.
That's not easy to hide. As a matter of fact, you're nice, but I mean, yeah, if you got a burning barrel, there's evidence right there that you don't burn, period.
You don't have a burning barrel. It burns out in the yard. He's making a makeshift.
And he doesn't pay the trash collection either. That's why he's doing it. So.
Yeah, I don't. I can understand the guy's got problems, but I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah.
Getting smell, you know?
But when it's a health issue, though, just call the police and just stay after it.
Well, I'm surprised I ain't got critters roaming around. Well, there's a lot of cats in the neighborhood. Maybe they've got them. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Deb. Anyone else in the public wish to address this board? No? All right. Moving on. committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Oh, that's me. Nothing reports. Sorry.
Sewer. Alderman Spotlow.
Yeah, I have a question on sewer. It was my neighbor. He came over right after that bad rain, and you could flood it. The drains wasn't taking any of it, and it was going right down our alley. And we have a drain down there below by Kenny Emmons, and of course, Jimmy, it flooded his whole patio and everything, and he came over, and he was a little upset. And he kind of yelled at me, and
So I called, I just called Gary real quick. I said, can you come down and just talk to him a little bit, let him know what's going on? Because I didn't know what was going on. I know Euclid doesn't drain well, and when it comes down our alley, it just, and it's washed out our alley now. But I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to tell him.
Is there a drain plug, Evan? Is there a drain plug?
That spot takes all the water from Adams, takes all the water from Avenue B, and it all goes down to that spot and then crosses through the valley down to Milton. So, I mean, it's just one of those spots when we got 2 inches of rain in 20 minutes that there's a lot of places.
And it flooded it bad. I mean,
I saw a picture because it was up to the carport or something.
Yeah, he was really upset. He had a right to be upset, but I didn't have any answers for him.
It's not a low spot, it's a hole.
But I mean,
the whole thing is, I mean, his area is.
Yeah.
It's just a natural waterway, the way the water drains, and there's no, we don't have any sewers plugged.
Because Euclid was flooded.
Yeah, you got all these drop boxes.
And Euclid doesn't drain.
One, two, and I think you got one down there on Madison. You got two on Madison, and
there was just too much water.
Euclid, and then there's one, two, three on Monroe and Euclid that lead down to that last drain down in the valley, and then cuts across Sally Yard and goes down through the valley off of Lincoln.
Now the one over in Lincoln, the drain, that's doing great. It kept up with everything. It drained well.
Yeah, it was all. I was down there and checking.
Yeah, it drained real well, but it was flooded.
Pipes.
And you know, and we just dug that all up back there. Where that drain's at, you know.
Yeah, they're all full. That's why I started on that. Gary called me and I went to check Lincoln. It was just running full pipe wide open, so you just gotta wait until.
Gotta wait till it goes down. And, well, I didn't know what to tell Jimmy and I felt bad for him.
It just overwhelms the sewer system.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Okay. I mean,
and that's just what I told him. I said, I think it's, you know, it's just gotta wait for it to drain.
A better description of it is a hole instead of a low spot.
Okay. All right, thank you. Streets and Alleys, Mr. Miller.
I don't have anything on that.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward.
I don't have anything.
Water, Mr. Miller.
We had a committee meeting here on April the 13th and on a water committee meeting, and we discussed the what we're going to do with grant money, and we've got several options that we're going to work with on. Between the ground storage tank and some new equipment and just things that we actually need. And actually where we're at right now is we're gonna have another meeting, but it's just in the proposal stage at this point. There's nothing set totally in stone right now, but just waiting on a few answers on prices and everything else on where to start and what to do, so. But anyway, hopefully everything I've seen on the list is good for the money that's going to be spent. Of course, it's always too much money, but I think it's good. It's some good options that we need to do so to make our water a little better.
Yeah.
So
after finally we had that thing on Facebook about manganese water again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Yeah.
Utilities, publications, buildings, and grounds, Mr. Long.
Nothing tonight.
All right, thank you, sir. Tourism, Miss Kim?
No, I don't think so, right?
I don't have anything.
One thing I want, Mayor, don't forget to do your little speech on our first music in our park.
When is that?
June 1st.
June 1st.
Oh, yeah, make sure you do it for Janie.
Yeah, while we're on that too, don't forget next weekend. Next weekend is Spoon River Scenic Drive. Spring ahead.
Yeah,
and
spring
we have
ahead. Drive.
Four or five vendors in the park, and so if people can make that, plus we're selling food in the park to raise money for music in the park.
Yeah, well, Legion Ladies are having a big sale too down at the building.
Yep.
The citywide yard sales as well, are they doing the same weekend?
Pardon me?
Are they doing the citywide yard sales that same weekend?
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the blacksmith shop and the museum and
everything
open.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, and then too, about, I see where you want the black shop cleaned up, or
yeah, this Saturday we're having cleanup day.
This Saturday at 9:00,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Anybody wants to come help? I'm hoping it's not going to rain. I think we ought to tear out that wooden fence because the wind kind of took part of it down.
I see that.
It catches, you know, weeds and everything grow there anyway, so I think they're going to try taking
that
down.
Take that down.
The women usually clean inside the museum anyway and let the guys clean the blacksmith shop and the yard.
And bring equipment to help, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're hoping to get some kids there. I think John Moreland and Matt Pierce are going to bring some kids to help.
Good.
They did last year, too.
That's good.
Need some young
9 o'clock?
9.
All right, moving on. Tax Increment Financing Committee, Mr. Spotlow.
I'm
all right. Citizens Committee, Amanda, what do you have for us, ma'am?
So, since the last time the Water Committee met, I have received all of the paperwork to finalize to get our funds for the water. So, we kind of need to move on that in making a decision. Just because I'm going to need some time to write that narrative in the work plan and gather all of that information up and then likely bring it back to this group for a full vote, I'm assuming is how we would like to proceed. So if at all possible, if we can do a water committee meeting next Tuesday, because we have to have a week, right, posted for a week.
48 hours.
48 hours. Okay. Well, I would like to be in attendance just because a lot of the information that Evan gave me is kind of a foreign language. I'm not well versed in this, so I need to have a better understanding so that I can write that narrative and they know how we're spending those dollars.
Next
what time
Tuesday?
Of day?
Could we do next Tuesday? Could we do evening? Is that possible?
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
That's
six.
Fine.
All right.
May 2nd.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Is that all right with you, Evan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if we could, I don't know exactly what outstanding information we have, but it would be nice if we could shore it up and come to a decision that evening, if possible.
Well, you can't vote on a, you can't make a decision at the water meeting. It has to be at the council meeting.
Can we make a decision meeting then to bring forward to the council
yeah.
meeting?
Yes.
A recommendation?
Yeah, we'll make a recommendation.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, we can
no
vote
problem.
On that night. It has to be through the council.
Okay. So then it would be nice if there could be, you know, we could get a recommendation and I could at least start drafting that plan so then we can bring more information.
Yes,
everything
definitely.
Forward. So
good.
My goal, if possible, because then the following council meeting would be the 9th. So my goal would be to have everything wrapped up by mid-May, and then hopefully those funds can be released.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds good, Amanda. Thank you for everything you do.
Amy, I want to talk to you.
What time?
Oh, okay.
Pardon me.
Wait,
six. 6 o'clock next Tuesday.
Same, next meeting.
Same place.
Yeah.
And you said Saturday is the cleanup at the
yes.
9 o'clock?
9, yeah.
So that would be May 2nd, the next meeting.
That's open to any council member that wants to sit in on it, so. Yeah. It's open to the public anyway, so. But.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else have anything for Amanda? Questions? All right, thank you. Moving on, Christmas committee. I haven't seen Penny for a day or two, but he's good. Public Works Report, Evan Palmer, what do you have for us?
Well, recently we just started the pipe material project that I've been wanting to do for lead and copper. So we're digging up everybody's curb stops in their yards to identify the material prior to the curb box and then after to identify where lead might be. So then we can work on some grants to get that stuff in place in the near future. So that's what we're crunching down. Our goals right now is just 5 a day. Once we get some summer help, I think we can bump that up. And since we have a lot of customers to the residents, I guess. So we're working on that, and then we'll move into the jetting program and the water main valve exercising program. So we're starting it, and hopefully we get it finished. If not, real close by the end of this year with the time frame.
All right.
Yeah, when they have to be identified next, the end of 24?
I think it was in April, I think.
April 24, yeah.
Okay, because that's who it was, that's who it was. So, okay, thanks, Evan. Anybody else have any questions for Evan? All right, moving on, unfinished business, we have the appropriations ordinance.
Which I passed out, corrected one, because we needed to add the $120,000 that we need for the grant into the budget. And I didn't have that in there before. And other than that, it's all the same. We had put the $15,000 in for ESDA and then the $120,000 for the, in the water. And then everything's the same as when you looked at it last time. So we just need a motion and a second to approve it.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
The way we have things called to our attention, it's just...
Right. When was this posted, Richard?
My question is, since it was changed, does we have to repost it? Does that have to be posted for so many days, corrected now?
No, because it wasn't really posted. I mean, I had it laying in there, but I don't think so.
So now it has to be posted after it's passed?
I posted.
Okay.
What exactly changed, just for the record?
In the water, we had to add $120,000.
And that's a grant?
Yeah, to help pay for the grant. Because it's a matching amount we have. We get $600,000, our portion's $120,000. It's in capital.
Outlay?
Yeah.
That's $2,000 in my budget?
Yeah.
Oh, that's way...
Well, because we got other stuff in there.
Capital outlay is $45,000 on this one.
Do you have the new one?
It should be $165,000.
There's money right here.
If I do, it must say $165,000, so that must be the year.
Yeah, capital outlay should say $165,000.
That's the only change that you're willing to...
Yeah. Here, you can have that one.
I was gonna say, I had my line here, I don't know. Yeah, see, these say 2023-1, yours says 2023, so that's the good one.
So our taxing rate's not gonna go up with this one? Where are we at on that part?
No, the taxing rate did not go up.
Okay, thank you.
But people got reassessed, so...
Right, people got reassessed, they didn't...
In an effect it will, but we didn't raise ours.
But we didn't do ours, yeah, we didn't do it.
But everybody got reassessed, so...
Yeah, I know that.
You know it for firsthand, huh?
I just wanna make sure that was...
Well, we will get the thing, but...
Yeah, we will.
The budget appropriation ordinance shall be prepared in tentative form and designated as such by the governing body, and in such tentative form shall be made conveniently available to public inspection for at least 30 days prior to final action thereon.
The tentative, I mean, that's...
Yeah, so the...
Becca thought we could go ahead and approve it tonight.
That's all I'm asking. You're the one that'll have to answer this if it...
Well...
I think the main thing...
Has this been out for 30 days in your office?
No, just since last meeting.
Okay. So, I mean, my thought would be that based on what I just read in the statute, not our ordinance, but the state statute, that, you know, we need to have these out 30 days in advance of taking any action on them. And it says final action, but, I mean, I'm assuming we're prepared to adopt this tonight, right? So, I don't know how we can do that to be in compliance with the statute at the same time. I'd say at the very least, we need to have the initial draft for 30 days in your office.
Yeah, it's the same thing we never have.
I know we do that for us.
Yeah. I know we have to post it ahead in the paper. You know, I put a note...
That it said at the office for public inspection, right? Yeah.
Which I did.
How long ago did you do that?
Huh?
How long ago was that?
Well, and the paper, it has to be in 10 days ahead before it's okay. So it says the Illinois Municipal League book.
At least one public hearing shall be held as to the budget and appropriation ordinance prior to final action. Notice of which shall be given by publication in the newspaper, which you've done that.
Yeah.
At least 30 days prior to the time of the hearing. When did you put it in the newspaper?
The 11th, last week. Because the Municipal League, the Illinois Municipal League book says 10 days.
Okay. Let me make sure this is not the prior to the amendatory act, but no, it's not. It's the current one.
Is that city ordinance? That your 30-day city ordinance, or is that?
No, this is.
That's a state ordinance.
Statute.
State statute. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
I'll go get mine. I got it marked. Oh, he'll probably find it.
Do you have a more current version of it, by chance?
Nope, that's the newest one.
2018's the newest one?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's what mine is.
Because we did the first viewing April 11th.
Right, okay. Right. I mean, that's what I mean. I think we did everything we're supposed to do. It's just now we're talking about a change and...
Actually, sometimes we waited until the new council comes in before you approve the budget too.
Mm-hmm. Which is, that's not until June, right?
No.
May?
Coming up next meeting.
Oh, that's the next meeting?
First meeting in May.
Okay.
So she had that posted on the 11th.
This one says municipalities with population over 2,000 people are required to, one, hold a public hearing prior to the adoption of the appropriation ordinance, two, make the latest version of the proposed ordinance or a formally prepared appropriation or budget document upon which the ordinance will be based, be immediately available for public inspection for at least 10 days prior to the adoption. It's great when the statute agrees with the book.
But doesn't it say based? The budget will be based upon? So what we've got is
budget
what's been...
document or the budget or the appropriation.
So we're good then. Well, yeah, boy, that says.
And traditionally, we've always done it in May after new council is established and then the budget's done.
I can't explain to you why it doesn't. I'm going to look at 829 because I'm looking at the municipal budget law.
So this isn't a clear and concise law?
Are you kidding me?
I thought all laws were supposed to be clear and concise so that everyone can understand them.
That's why they stretch on for miles.
Depends on who wrote it.
Let's see. Hey, I've read this about 10 times, so I made sure and didn't make any mistakes.
No, it definitely says 10 days in the book.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. At least 10 days before the adoption of the appropriation ordinance, the corporate authorities of municipalities over 2,000 people in population shall make the proposed appropriation ordinance or formally prepared appropriation or budget document upon which the annual appropriation ordinance will be based, conveniently available for public inspection at least 10 days in advance. So I'd say we're correct if we did it 10 days, and we're even more correct if we did it 30 days based upon that. I don't know. Two laws can say two different things about one item, but there we are.
And the way, we'd always
And so we're in compliance because we posted the article or the budget that this one was based
correct.
Upon.
We're in compliance with 8-2-3.
Okay, there
we're
you
not
go.
Not in compliance with the budget law, but...
All right, now we beat that horse to death.
Okay.
Officially.
Yeah, look at all my notes. I can look at these.
All right. Now, if everyone had a chance to look at the appropriations ordinance, if everyone agrees with that.
You need a motion. You
need a motion to accept.
I move that ordinance 2023-01 for the appropriation ordinance for fiscal year 24 be approved.
I'll second it.
Motion by Kendall, second by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye. All right, motion carries. Moving on to new business. TIF application for Lewiston Masonic Lodge, number 104 here in Lewiston. John, would you like to say something about that?
This is the second phase of the
TIF that we talked with about when they had the roof issues. They came back with the interior renovations and repairs. So this is the, like this one was for $7,933.36. Which the work's already been completed, but they have all the receipts and everything. And so everyone was in agreement in the TIF meeting to.
It was recommended from the TIF committee to approve that grant for that amount. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Everyone had a chance to look at that. If everyone's in agreement with the Masonic Lodge's grant for the amount that John stated, it's an old building on the square. We've got to try to save it.
Amen.
Get a motion to approve that?
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second. We get a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Mayor Lee Ferry?
Aye. All right, motion carries. The second TIF application we discussed in the committee meeting, and he is going to bring back more information. The committee had questions, so we're going to table that till we receive more information from the owner of Countryside Family Restaurant. All right, moving on. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Any questions, comments, recommendations? If no one has any questions, we have a motion to approve the bills that are properly endorsed.
To approve the bills.
Second.
Motion by Jim, second by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Bills are paid. We do not have anything for closed session. And if no one else has anything, get a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming. God bless you all.